everybody. Welcome back to the Shadowless Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Real Breaking A, alongside Super Duper Danny and Mr. Jordan Fred.
Wake up!
Good morning!
Morning. Can you? Oh, don't be that happy to, start off.
That's how I start off every morning.
No, nobody wakes out of bed going, "Ah, morning! I can't wait! This is so much fun!"
Good morning. Good morning. It's like that. Like that.
You think anybody actually wakes out of bed like that?
Like that would be actually insane.
Like kind of like
be studied.
Cartoon esque, you know, like the stretch, and they're like,
"I don't trust anything that ever shows me that." Every commercial that's tried to be like, take this allergy medicine, it always shows someone, the happiest person in the world, waking up, stretching, they're smiling, their makeup's done, their hair's perfect. It's like, all right, okay, yeah.
Yes.
No, that's not how it is. Their bed sheets are somehow like pristine. They didn't move at all in the night. It's like, no, that's not accurate.
I don't believe that one bit.
Mm-mm.
Nope, don't count me in for that one.
It's all a lie. Good morning!
We do have some Pokemon stuff to talk about today.
Probably, yes. I think so.
On this Pokemon podcast. We promise it's a Pokemon podcast. Yes. Obviously, we're going to talk about what's going on at the Pokemon Center. We're going to talk about the secret rares from the newest set that got released in Japan. Mask of Change.
You can't
Regional, Sleep, Go, and some Pokemon sets that have kind of went a little bonkers.
They're all the way up.
I don't know how to describe bonkers is the right word.
Yeah, bonkers is such a fun word. Who came up with that?
Like, I don't know, but do you remember the cartoon Bonkers?
No.
Jordan, do you?
I've never. I don't even think I've heard of
it.
Ringing a bell.
It was a cheetah that was a cop.
Okay, no, I've never heard of this.
Okay,
in my
life. Seen. Yeah, I know what this is. Yes.
Bonkers. American animated series.
You know what I remember it more from?
What?
The video game on the Genesis.
No way.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is cute.
I think that
Bonkers.
I think Bonkers is probably a deep cut when it comes to cartoons.
Yeah,
this is really cute. It looks very weird.
Yeah, but it was a cop, right? Like, it's wearing a little cop uniform. Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah. It's a cheetah some kind of like big cat. But he's got hair, like a full head of hair underneath the hat.
Well, yeah, can it not have hair? Is a cheetah not allowed to have hair?
But it also, it looks like it's like, so it's blonde, so it looks like the cheetah's bleaching their hair. Like, it's a different color hair.
It was a different time period. We were all bleaching our hair at that time, okay?
It's just with blonde hair. Why is it blonde hair? It's cute.
You know, at one point, I did have blonde hair.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
What era?
This
Hera,
would have been, Hera?
Yeah, Hera.
My Hera would have been in, let's see, I want to say like 5th to 7th grade. No, maybe 5th to 8th grade.
Your parents let you dye your hair?
Like off and on. It wasn't like nonstop, it was just blonde. It was just like kind of off and on. Like sometimes it would be like the frosted tips. Sometimes it would be literally my entire head. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's so bold.
I know.
Pretty cool.
And then,
if you can find some pictures in the old photo albums.
Oh yeah, I could. I'd probably post a couple of those for sure.
Frosted tips.
Yeah. Is it?
That's so
everybody. Everybody. That was a big time period for that. I mean, it's still popular to do. But I'm saying like that time period was really, really big.
Yeah, mm-hmm. One of my neighbors, I think, did that one singular time, and we thought it was an interesting choice.
Right? I mean,
you
dye your
never
hair.
In. Yeah, but I never did frosted tips. But I was thinking if I do get a haircut, because my bleached has grown out, if I get a haircut, I might end up with frosted tips on accident if I don't re-bleach it.
You should do it.
Frosted tips?
Yeah.
Man.
Mm-hmm.
You should do it.
And then I'll spike it. Like some 41.
Oh, you can't just drop that without me being ready.
Maybe we're just trying too hard when really it's close.
Yeah. Yeah, so one time for one of my streams, I tried to do my hair spiked like some 41. I think that was who I was mirroring it off of. And, bro, it didn't. I bought like the most heavy duty gel that I could find. It was called hair glue.
Okay.
And it still didn't, Bro, I lathered that on there and it still didn't stick up like that. It did, but it like started drooping. Like it was like the saddest spikes you've ever seen. Because like they were like out and then they were just like, hey, you know?
Okay, I got you.
Shake and bake. Yeah.
Exactly.
I got you.
It's a tough look.
And then
to pull
my
off.
senior year, I did jet black hair with red fuchsia streaks through it.
Did you straighten it?
There were
I
moments where I did
you.
Use the hair straightener, for sure, absolutely.
I remember when we first met, like this was like years and years ago. You had short hair. And whatever convention we were at or whatever, I was at your hotel room and you had in your bathroom the tiniest hair straightener I have ever seen in my life. It was so cute.
It was.
Yeah, I've never, and at the time I had very long hair, so I had only ever used like the biggest one because I had so much hair I had to cover. But it was like the littlest little guy.
Yeah.
It was like a travel size straightener.
It was like a mini brands.
And I was, yeah, like literally, like, mini brands made a straightener. I remember I didn't even know that they made them like this. You can straighten like five hairs at a time.
You just got to look for it. You got to look for it.
It's crazy.
It exists out there. But I did have a, did do the hair straightener back in high school, you know, do a little bit of over the eye, a little bit, just a little bit.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Where are you? And I'm so sorry.
I'm in Cedar Rapids.
Chilling in Cedar Rapids.
You just just answering the question. That's all you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you're doing. Hey, what has everybody been up to? What have you been doing since we last got together last week? Tell me.
Yeah.
Tell me. What have you been doing? We do this every week. Don't act like you're surprised that I asked this question. I mean, we've only been going in the same order for years at this point.
Hey,
Ened.
That's my name backwards.
Mm-hmm.
Why you say it like that?
Ened, how was your weekend?
But you gotta do the rest of the sentence backwards too. My weekend was great. Thanks for asking. I had a good weekend. I did. I went and did a
it's
Pokemon card.
It's always a surprise to you what you did. You're like, oh.
Yes, because I'm just recalling the weekend as it unfolded.
Making up the story as you go. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm just like, oh, yeah, that'll buy me some time to make up a story about what I did this weekend. So I did nothing. No, I went to my friend Megan's and we battled Pokemon cards, which was cool. So we battled some Temporal Forces Pokemon cards.
Okay.
For a video for her channel. So you had to stay tuned. But yeah, we duked it out with like a 40 card deck that we made from some packs that we had, like just like a booster box and an ETB and then like a build and battle
pre-release style deck.
yeah pre-release style,
let's go,
like that.
Yeah,
I got to meet her dog and she got this cute dog. It's like an older I don't know what breed, like a little dog. I'll show you and then maybe you can tell me the breed if you're dog people. A little dog that's really fluffy. It kind of reminds me of like, not a Shih Tzu, but like
Yorkshire Terrier?
Oh, yeah, Yorkie. Yeah. I think it's a Yorkie. But real cute dog, but it was sick at the moment. And so this dog, dude, sounded like a motorcycle mixed with like a pig, like making its breathing sound. Can you picture this?
A motorcycle mixed with a pig. Okay. I'm trying to follow along. Yeah.
Insane, because it was like, I don't know, it was like all excited, but then at the same, you know how dogs get all like pumped, but then this dog apparently was having like some kind of like, it was like sick, so it was having some breathing
maybe allergies
at the time. Dude, it was like the sounds that was coming out of this dog were insane. It was just like it sounded like another animal, like not a little cute little dog. But really nice to meet Chewy, the little I think Yorkshire Terrier. But
is that short for Chewbacca?
Yeah, it is, actually.
Oh, man, I don't have any Chewbacca sound drops on this board.
Man, that's tough.
There we go. We got one.
But I asked her that, too, because after I was, like, looking at this dog, I was like, man, this dog, what I said is this dog looks like Chewbacca. And then I was like, oh, is that what the name is from? She was like, yes. Thank you. Welcome to the conversation. Little Chewy. But yes, we filmed a video. That was very fun. I love geeking out with people. So I love it when stuff like that comes up because you get to hang out with your friends and you also get to do Pokemon stuff, you know?
No, I got it.
Yeah.
I got it. That's one of my favorite things to do. Hang out with friends, do Pokemon stuff.
Yeah, easy. aside from that, wait, what was that sound? Play that again.
That was Chewbacca laughing.
I thought it was a, okay, let's go.
You know what? Honestly, let's see here.
Okay, let's go.
It might be.
It's like the animal version of
I can
that.
Hear it.
It's the whatever Chewbacca version was. Of okay, let's go.
Oh, my God. Okay. But yeah, so that's what I did this weekend, and then just work. I've been doing a lot of working from coffee shops and also the library, and I've found that Los Angeles, you know how, like, generally, I don't know if your guys' hometowns are like this. You've got, like, a public library, and then sometimes there's multiple branches around the city, right? So you've got, like, the whatever branch, the this branch, and the this branch, right, in your town for libraries?
I don't think it works like that for us.
Oh, really?
Smaller town folk.
How does your libraries work?
There's one.
Oh, really? Yeah, ours, even in my hometown, which was relatively small, cornfields and all, there was a few different branches of the public library. So we had the Jackson Public Library that was, like, downtown, and then we had the Meyer Branch Jackson Public Library, or District Library, whatever they called it. Anyway, so I assumed that L.A. was under the same thing, where they're like, this is the L.A. Library, L.A. City Library, and then they've got, like, a couple branches around Los Angeles, right?
Yeah.
So generally, I think I'm not a big library expert. I've only lived in a few cities that, you know, I've actively gone to the library in. But I've discovered over the time living in Los Angeles, there are multiple different library organizations that are all, like, interconnected but actually, like, totally separate, that are the Los Angeles, oh man, so there's one that's LA County Library, and there's one that's LA Public Library, full organizations that are completely separate from each other, and they all have different but to call them different things that are that similar is crazy. So I have now three different library cards for three different area, all LA, but three different areas around Los Angeles. So I've got the LA County one, I've got the LA Public one, and then I've got Beverly Hills Library. And they're all separate organizations that don't, like, cross over in any capacity. So I learned that this week, which was fun.
That makes sense. I mean, it's a big area, a lot of people, so it makes sense to have a bunch of different ones.
Yeah, no, it's just funny because, like, you wouldn't think, like, when you click on it, I'm not, like, noticing the difference between it saying that it's a branch of LA County Library or LA Public Library. You know, you assume they're, like, the same. Anyway, I was like, bro, I got to get a you just have to fill out a separate form is all. And then also give them proof that you live in Los Angeles. And it's, like, the same thing, you know, it's like,
yeah,
the same thing every time. And it's like, how are you guys all not talking to each other?
I mean, even in, like, the cities near me, it's still, like, one library. So
do you guys just have one single? That's, wow.
Yeah, just one library, you know?
Huh.
There's not a lot of people. That's the thing, right? You're in an area with a lot of people.
No, but even, I'm telling you, even in where I used to live, we had more than one library. Like, there was branches of the library. You know?
I mean, it makes sense for, like, one of the biggest cities in your state to have multiples, right? Like, Indianapolis, I'm sure, has multiple libraries. But, like, even the cities near my small town
wouldn't have multiple libraries.
Would only have one library. So,
wow.
I think
it's more of
a big, big city type of thing.
I don't think, because my town where I grew up has, like, a population of, like, 30,000 people. I don't think it's that big.
I think, like, 30,000 people is probably a lot of people.
I mean, yeah, if you have them all in the same. Not for, like, I'm just saying, like, for them to have multiple libraries, I just assume that other city, like, random cities had multiple. I'm just surprised that you haven't heard of this, is all.
I'm not saying I haven't heard of it.
Anyway, so I just got my third library card. Moral of the story, I now have three library cards for Los Angeles.
Okay.
Which I'm now, it's now a collection, and now I'm like, feel obligated to maybe try to find them all, you know? It's
like, I mean, like you do like Pokemon, collection. So it only makes sense that you would catch them all.
My mint condition library card collection is underway.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'm glad that you're enjoying your library adventure.
Thanks.
That's great.
Pretty good.
Love to hear that. Love to hear that.
Yeah.
Anything else you'd like to share with us?
Dude, I think that was pretty much it. Let me double check and see if I did. Oh my gosh, I went to Echo Park Lake. Have you ever been to Echo Park Lake?
We have. Yep.
Actually?
Yep, we've been there. So
I feel like you're lying
probably,
to me.
You probably don't need to tell the story. So.
Oh, well, no, I just went to the lake and I took a bunch of beautiful pictures of people. And there's a bunch of those little swan paddle boats.
Photos of people?
Yeah. Do you ask their permission?
Well, no, it was more of... Oh, you know what? I actually took a lot more photos of the geese than people.
Do you ask their permission, once again?
But I didn't ask the geese their permission. But I did step in a horrendous amount of goose poop on accident. Like, it was kind of, like, just there in the grass and, like, dried and, like, gross. I definitely stepped in some.
Okay. Did you do the dance where you go to the grass and you kind of like...
Yeah, I did a little beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, boop.
Yeah, try to scrub it off.
Yeah, but then at that point, you're probably stepping in more goose poop because there was so much.
So you got to have goose poop shoes, honestly.
I should put bags around my feet.
Yeah.
Honestly, yeah, that's probably the move for next time. I should put bags on my feet. Anyway, so yeah, I went there and just like listened to music and people watched.
Take pictures of people without their...
Took pictures. Yeah. I just, permission. Like, zoomed in. Yeah. Close, I mean, up you don't, to people's faces.
You're in a public spot. You don't technically don't need their permission, but it's just courteous.
I don't... I, like, actually do not like taking pictures of people at all. I do like taking pictures of random animals that show up in places where people are, though. And I got a picture of a goose eating the remnants of an elote, which I thought was pretty funny.
Chewy thought it was funny. Yeah.
Okay. Oh yeah, that's it.
You sure?
Yeah, probably. Okay. I could come up with more stuff. Don't say that, because this is how this segment ends up being like 45 minutes. So you sure? Mean, and then I'm like, well, actually, I didn't tell you about.
It's how the segment ends without Jordan not getting a turn.
Hey, Jordan gets a turn and chooses not to disclose.
I haven't gotten asked any questions.
Jordan, how was your weekend?
Oh, now you want to know?
Yeah, I want to know every week. We discuss this every week.
Well, Jordan, what did you do? Tell me what you did.
I played a little bit of a game called Pokemon Go.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything new?
Nothing too crazy.
Something to flex on, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, I'm working on trying to get some platinum related stuff so I can get through these next, you know, platinum. Several levels. I'm close to getting a fifth platinum, so that'll get me at least to level 43. That's the last thing I need to do, and then the rest of the XP, and I'll be there.
Oh my gosh.
Couple new shinies. I had a shiny Jigglypuff I got at the start of the year, which had the little New Year, like, bow on it. But now I just have a regular shiny one that I just happened to stumble across, and I was like, okay, cool. And then... Yesterday was Cleffa Hatch Day, you get to walk around and you can have a higher chance at hatching shiny Cleffas. And on that walk, I ended up finding a shiny Geodude. So now I have a shiny Geodude and a shiny Alolan Geodude. Those are my dudes.
Did you get the Cleffa? Or you just got Geodude?
I have ended up so far. I think I have a couple eggs ready to hatch. I'm not sure if I hatched them. I have 3 eggs left. I'm not sure if they're still from the event or not. But I got 5 shiny Cleffas.
Oh my gosh.
And I have evolved 2 of them so I could have a Clefairy and a Clefable all shiny. And my Clefable shiny is very strong, high 3-star.
That's so cool.
You know, I bet if you turned on your game right now, if it's not already on,
mm-hmm.
that you'd get a shiny.
No, there's nothing. There's
you're always right getting now. Shinies, though. Oh, so you already have it up, is what you're saying.
I have it up, yeah. I would say my partner's luck has been crazy recently versus mine. I feel like my shinies have been a little sporadic. Like every few days, I might get one. They've been getting on average like what feels like 2 to 3 a day at this point.
Jeez. What?
I think I'm like at 1 a month maybe, if that.
Yeah, I don't think I've gotten one since that go tour thing.
Do you go tour? Honest question. Mm-hmm. Honest question. Do you think there is some sort of correlation with the more money that you spend in the game, the more shinies you find?
Bro.
I mean, sometimes it feels that way, but also, like, I feel like I've given plenty of money sometimes and just have gotten nothing.
Okay.
Especially from, like, raids recently. Like, even if, like, raid numbers are low, to get, like, the shiny Tapus or the shiny Reggies or anything like that, like, the shinies from raids have just not been happening. And it's like, how many raids I got to do to get a shiny? They're pretty, especially when they're like 1 in 10 or 1 in 20. It's like, okay, I've done 40 raids. Why do I have 0 shinies? Like,
that's bad
luck. And that's happened with several of the past weeks, like, specialty Pokemon that they're having in there. So it's been, that's been a little rough.
Yeah. I'm not saying it's a thing. I've heard people mention it before, so that's why I kind of brought it up.
Dude, that would be wild. But also would be wild that, so when you're doing those ones for the raids, are you doing remote raids too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you have to buy anything? You have to buy a pass for that?
You have to buy passes.
I wonder if there was something internally where they were like, I don't think there is, but like if
yeah, I don't
like,
think
they
there
could
is
be
either.
Like, oh, well, this person is going to try until they get the shiny. Why don't we make it so that their odds are really bad to get the shiny because they're going to keep buying the pass regardless?
Yeah,
that would be insane.
They got to make it somewhat fair.
I'm sure it's like completely random and that was just bad luck, but it would be like really, like they could, I don't know.
In all honesty, right? Like you're clicking on way more Pokemon than both Danny and I are, right? Like probably even combined at this point. So your odds of finding something are greater than what Danny and I would have just because we're clicking on less Pokemon.
I go on walks every day. I'm catching plenty of Pokemon every single day, doing raids, fighting the Team Rocket balloons.
Fighting crime.
You know, doing all that. I will say that last week, not the one that like popped for today, but last Monday's one before the podcast, I did 50, right? I did the full, I don't remember if I said it on the podcast or not, but I did the full, like, 50 kilometer reward.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, like, I did a lot of walking that previous week. This week I was close again, but I wasn't close enough where I'm like, oh, I can make up the difference right now real quick.
I think the only times that I have ever hit that highest one of walking is Japan.
Japan made it very easy for that because you're walking everywhere.
Dude, when Courtney and I were in, because we did the trip to Seoul prior to that, it's like, dunk, like multiple, yeah, it's like, dang.
Like all day one, you hit it.
Easy. Yeah, easy.
So Pokemon going.
Mm-hmm.
Also,
you already know one.
I believe you might have launched a channel.
We got the third channel has started, which is called Nostalgic Dreams with Jordan Fringe. And
that's where we fall asleep to you.
Right. It's sleep aid content. Now, a lot of people have commented on some of my longer videos that say, like, this is great to, like, put on as you're falling asleep and then return back to keep watching bits of it, like, every night, just fall asleep to it. And a lot of people have been making, both in any kind of like category on YouTube, whatever people's content are, they're kind of making compilations on a new channel and saying an hour or 2 hours of whatever to fall asleep to type content.
Yeah.
I wanted to do something like that, but without like actually make it sleep aid, you know, because I feel if I leave the music that I'm using, the same tone of voice that I speak in my videos, any of the edits I leave in that are like fancy, it's like distracting. It could be loud and jolting and hard to fall asleep to if you're like about to fall asleep and all of a sudden I yell. It's like, you're an hour in, you're finally drifting off to sleep, and then just you get hit with the loud and you know that's no good, right? That would be annoying.
Or you could wake up with a sickness,
or you could be waking up and or you're laying down with the sickness.
Yeah.
But I wanted to do that with a new way. Like, I want to do all with a new way. So I've completely taken the structure from the videos. I have re-recorded everything that I want to put into the compilation with a new, very soft, calm voice that's quiet. I've added very soothing, light background music that is easy to, like, just nod off to. And it's not intensive. It's just something different. And I think it's kind of cool.
To fall asleep to.
I think it's a nice way to do it without... I feel like rather than putting a compilation together and be like, okay, stitch this with this one and throw it up there, I feel like I'm at least caring about it just a little more, so I have the incentive to make them and not just like, oh, if I remember to do it, I'll do it. But like, it's I can re-record the content and make it a little bit better maybe for like some of the older videos I've done with new audio. I don't know. It's just a little fun side project to see what's going on. And you know, the first video has a few thousand views, so that's pretty cool. So people are falling asleep to it. I see the watch time, they just be falling asleep
to it. And this is something that you said, like, this is like a almost like a category on YouTube, like people are creating accounts specifically for people to fall asleep to watching their videos. And this was news to Nate and I, because we like we'd obviously heard of like ASMR and like these other channels that like have content kind of like that that people will I guess fall asleep to, but we did not know that people were creating like extra channels with this very specific like remade content that's just for sleepy time. I think that's really interesting.
So no, get ready for Real Breaking Nate and Super Duper Danny
Super Duper
helping
snooze.
You fall asleep.
It's kind of like the new meta, and I feel like the more people that do it within different genres, the more like widespread it gets. I think this, from where I kind of saw it really start, was like the gaming side of YouTube, where someone's like a video game reviewer, not like a game player, but I guess some, those, I guess I've seen compilations of those as well, if it's just like Let's Plays kind of strung along into like a compilation. And then that kind of has spread out into like what I do on the main channel and talk about film or TV or cartoons. And as it grows, more people are aware of it. And then it becomes into different, you know, bleeds into different genres. So I think, you know, you're going to start seeing this type of stuff more often and in like stuff you've never heard of. You're going to start seeing genres. You're like you're going to just hear a whole podcast, right? But the whole podcast is done. Like someone say they're going to start redoing the audio like I'm doing it, or they're just going to take other like a few episodes of their podcast and string them together. You're going to start seeing everything happen, I feel, because I know I've gotten a few DMs from creators across the board that are like, hey, so like, should I do this? And I'm like, yeah, I don't know if you want to. It's why the new not? Meta. Like, it's if you can do it with your content, why not? You know, it's fun.
I'll only do it if you want to do it. That'd be my response, right? Don't do it because you and feel like you have to do it.
If you have the resources to do so as well, like if you have extra time or able to.
I'll admit, you know, when you were talking to us about this, what 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, something like that, I was like, you know, that sounds kind of fun. You kind of like threw me in a spin there of like, oh, I wasn't planning on doing this, but you have opened up my mind to something new here that sounds fun. I will write this down and put it on my dry erase board.
Write this down.
Where this goes.
I think if you find a way to adapt it to what you're doing, why not? You know?
Yeah.
I think it's cool.
Well, I'm glad that you got it all started up, and the first episode, would you call it an episode? The first sleep
the
aid?
The first compilation, the first Nostalgic Dreams podcast. I don't know what it even could be considered. It almost feels like it is like a podcast, because I'm just like rereading my old stuff in a new way. I'm like adding new lines to it, and I have a little sign off I add it at the end. It's like, until next time, have some nostalgic dreams, you know. It's like just something silly. It's goofy. It feels like you're listening to an audiobook of information, you know.
But nobody, here's the thing, nobody knows what your sign off is, though.
I know.
They're all asleep by then.
If they
I might have
do,
to start adding it to the
fans.
Front before I get into it. It's like, help you have some, you know, whatever, and then get into it. But I have, as of right now, idea wise, I have about 20 ideas written down. I don't know how frequently, especially with some upcoming travel, busy everything's going to be, how often I can get these out. The goal would be once a week. The goal would be to have something come out once a week, and that just consistently, right? But again, it would be easier said than done if I'm just taking stuff, putting it in a compilation, and uploading it. You know,
it makes sense.
That'd take me like, 30 minutes? Just download, render out, upload, you know?
Yeah, you gotta re-record it.
But re-recording,
Jordan, people sleep every night, you know. You gotta do seven nights a week. People are sleeping every night. We gotta sleep seven times. Yeah.
Every week.
Yeah,
they can't be rewatching the same one.
Well, if they fall asleep somewhere, they're like, I think I only made it like 15 minutes in. They're gonna go back to that video and go to that 15-minute mark and listen again.
Okay.
And
continue rewatch. Yeah.
So it's a lot. Just re-recording it does take time. Then, you know, chopping up the edit, then re-editing the content on top of the, you know, new voiceover. There's a bit that goes into it. It's not
for
like
yours, if they're hours long, I feel like that would. Are you like being more picky on the way you're delivering the line? Like sometimes when I record my voiceover, mm-hmm. I re-say it like 4 times because I'm like, I said the last phrase kind of weird. And then I'll like re-say it. Are you doing that or are you just like kind of letting it flow?
Yeah. My rule of thumb with any like audio recording is that like whatever the length of the video is going to be, I'm going to have twice the amount of audio recorded for it because of mess ups, retakes, whatever the case is. And it's the same even like I do find it easier to have less mess ups in reading because I do have dyslexia. So reading my scripts is not the easiest thing all the time. And I do mess up a lot. But reading it slower breeds less mess ups, which is nice, but sometimes I'll say something like, I feel I was a little too loud on that, I got too excited, I want to keep this relaxed, so I try to tone myself back, because like I'll start reading and I'll get like animated. I'm like, no, this is the sleep channel, we're not animated over here, we're like relaxed, we're saying chilling. Hey, here's some information about cat dog, rather than like, okay, so we're gonna talk about like, I'm not coming at you like that, I'm not yelling at you,
but then you You do it too chill, and then you fall asleep.
I was editing the first one, and I'm like getting tired from it. And I was,
are you serious?
I was talking to my partner. I was like, "Do you think ASMR channels like fall asleep to their content when they're editing it? Like, because I'm just like, this is almost like starting. I'm like, this is just relaxing. Like, I feel like I'm just gonna not like this isn't like exciting editing. This is very just chill, like." Okay, and they have the music going in the background. It's all like very soothing. My voice, I'm just like, yeah. And so this is what happened. I'm like, oh, yeah, right. That's what happened. I'm just falling asleep with it, you know.
So. Yeah, I wonder if there's like some methods to make you not fall asleep while recording sleepy or like editing sleepy content. You know, there's gonna be some tricks.
I'm sure there
is.
Go
do it in broad daylight outside, direct exposure to the sun.
Mm-hmm. You tape one of those you tape an air horn to the bottom of your chin so when you doze off you get a nice little
the neighbor's right like, why do they have this air horn that keeps going off?
Oh man, I feel like it definitely would, because I've tried to do some ASMR videos before. Well, I have done some for Pokemon card openings, and I get excited about everything. Like, I genuinely just get excited about everything, and it's hard for me to not, like, be excited.
React, yeah.
You know, you pull something good, right? And you wanna be excited about it.
Bam, bam, bam. Just drop one of those in, like, amongst the, like, oh my gosh, this is a crazy pull.
Well, I'm glad that you're having fun with that.
Yeah, no, it's I don't know, it's interesting. It's now I feel like I just have 3 channels to worry about.
Broken, sleepy. You
know. Right. Yeah. I mean, I feel like that's the way it is with like having all the social medias, right? Like there's another social media and then another one, right? So
it's more work for you.
The more that you feel like you have to post. You don't have to post, but the more you feel like you have to post or something.
The people need to sleep, Jordan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They need you.
Hey, don't yawn.
I yawn twice during at least twice during the segment.
You can't put yourself to sleep.
Yo, chill out with that.
All right.
Be cool.
As we move along here before we
stop it. That was a fake
pass
one.
Out before we pass out here.
What did you do this weekend, Nate?
You know, we just hung out. We spent some time together, both myself and Marie. We went and did our nice little walk around the mall. You know, the old people walk.
Did you put your hands behind your back and like do like a little shuffle? You know, like a little.
No, you put them on the side.
Oh, that's crazy! You're almost there though.
You put them on the side and we walk around, and then we talk about like, oh, remember when that store used to be? You know, this or that.
Oh, JCPenney.
I remember that. Yeah. And we just discuss, reminisce.
I like that you called it a quote old people walk.
It is.
Yeah. That's so fun. You know, in my hometown we had the mall walkers. The mall walkers. And there was like just groups of like actually old people that were just like, "Oh, well they retired." Just
I know. Like, I never understood it. Like, you know, I'd go to the mall when I was I'm still young. Obviously I say
back
it jokingly.
When I was young.
You know, when I was younger, right, early 20s, teenager, and I would see the mall walkers, and I'd be like, I don't get, why would you want to just walk around the mall? Like, I don't get it. And then now, I get it.
Come full circle. Yeah, this makes sense.
Like, I get it.
That's so funny.
So, you know.
You're a mall walker.
Me and Gerald are feuding it out so you can do the most laps around the mall.
Yeah. One time I ran into my friend's mom. This was super random. I think I was in college, like, visiting for, like, Christmas or something. Ran into my friend's mom at the mall, and I was like, oh, I'll walk with you, because we were both going in the same direction. She had the, like, longest stride. Like, she was going.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, where are you going? I was like, I could, like, honestly barely keep up with this lady, because she was, like, actually, like, walking with a purpose. Like, she was late for her plane or something, you know? Like, it was fast.
We're not to the fast pace at the moment. We're more of a stroll. Just a casual little stroll and discussion type of thing.
I remember when this used to be MC Sports.
it's literally that. That's exactly what it is. And before we go into the mall, because this is a dead mall that we do it in, right? Because that makes it more fun. Mm-hmm. And before we go in, we try to guess, all right, did any stores go out of business
since
the last time we've been here, or did any stores go in business, right? And so then we'll make our guesses, and we'll see
which
who's
store
right.
went out of business this week.
That's exactly what it is.
That's crazy.
When it's a dead mall, you can play that game, for mm-hmm. sure.
That's crazy.
So, that's what we did. Hung out.
You guys got
Claire's? Grocery shopping. Oh, yeah. Got Claire's.
Is that also? Yes, got Claire's. What about JCPenney?
This one does not have a JCPenney. It did, though. It did. JCPenney is pretty much dead at this point. It's not.
Really?
It's not completely gone, but it is pretty much dead.
Oh, man.
Same with Sears.
Sears was, man. Yeah, they bid it a while ago.
Yeah. Yeah. But there are the stores that, like, always go down with the mall, though. Right, it doesn't matter how bad the mall's doing. There's always those like stores in every single mall that just go down with it until the mall just eventually closes. And it's usually Claire's, GNC, and then Bath and Body Works. I feel are the three stores that go down with the mall.
The trifecta. They stick around.
Yeah,
they're like, all right, it's closing time. Closing time.
But that's what we did. Did some grocery shopping as well. Next week, or this coming weekend, we actually have Pokemon Regionals.
Ooh.
In Indianapolis, Indiana, our home turf. So for those of you who don't know, Indianapolis Regionals is happening this weekend. That is May 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Both myself and Marie will be there hanging out, doing a little bit of filming, bringing our trade binder as well, doing some trading. If you have Sun and Moon era cards.
Cool.
Please, especially Rainbow Rares. Please,
bring them.
Please bring them.
Bring them.
Please bring them. But we will be there. So we're prepping for that. You know, whenever we have a big weekend, the weekend before, we always try to, like, keep it pretty chill.
So, yeah.
You know, that's what
we... Yeah, you got big stuff coming up. I didn't realize, bro, May is, like, 2 days away.
It is.
It's gonna be May.
Well, when this podcast comes out, it will be May.
It's Oh, my gosh. It's gonna be May.
It will be May. 100%.
It will be May.
All right. What did everybody bring to drink? What do you got to drink?
I mean, by the time we're this far in, what?
drink.
What did you say?
Yeah.
What did you call me? Excuse me?
Ella?
Believe is what I said.
That was Jordan. That's what I heard, too.
Yeah.
That's cute. I have an iced latte with oat milk. I went back to full calf lattes because the decaf beans taste like doo-doo. I find I don't like them. Yeah, I don't like the taste of the decaf beans I got.
Okay.
So, went back to fully caffeinated regular espresso beans in my latte. So,
are you grounding those beans up yourself?
The machine does it.
Oh, okay.
I do have like a little mini grinder though as well. I got like a mini coffee grinder just that you press the button and it goes, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And then the espresso machine I got.
That's how it sounds, right?
Yeah, that's the noise it makes.
Okay.
How'd you know?
I thought it was yeah, that, yeah. So.
And then I got the espresso machine that grinds it up. It gives you like the exact, really nice, because you just press the button and it gives you like the exact proportion for like a single shot or a double shot. So you don't really have to measure anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just gives you the beans.
Measuring's for losers. Yeah. Only losers measure.
Why don't you go measure your beans, loser?
Yeah.
I don't have to. The machine does it.
So what kind of beans we got? Pinto, kidney.
They're not
garbanzo.
They're coffee beans. I think the crema
green?
something grand crema.
Green what? Beans?
They're not green.
Oh,
that'd be kind of.
Like
you should
dark,
do that though.
Darker color.
Ooh.
Just put green beans
and see what it
in
tastes
there.
Like. That'd be pretty awesome.
Oh, you know what? That
edamame
would be such
beans?
A fun. Channel is like Will It Espresso.
Yeah.
And then you just literally put weird stuff in you grind it up and put it in the espresso machine.
I say you do it.
That's just Will It Blend, but you make coffee at the end.
Yeah. And then you just put it through.
You actually, instead
so
of saying,
gross.
Don't breathe this, you go, you could drink this.
Yeah.
And then give us
Can
a rating at the
this?
Very end.
And then what?
Give us a rating at the very end.
Yeah.
Scale of 1 to 5. Would you drink it again?
Yeah, green beans and one.
Oh, well,
it's time
you don't know. You haven't tried
favorite
it yet.
Game.
Hot beans.
Can you drink this? And you have everyone in the audience chanting that with you live, you know?
Yeah. And then you What is that?
Comes in handy more than I thought it would, honestly.
Oh, my God. Okay, let's go. All right, what do you guys got?
Jordan?
Me?
You?
I got... Fiji.
Oh,
oh wow.
Okay.
It's nice. Real nice.
Is that a refilled Fiji or is that a...
No, this is a bottle I've been sipping on since this morning.
A fresh bottle of Fiji.
Mm-hmm. Is that from Mount Fiji?
Okay.
That's... Danny, that's, you're thinking that's Mount Fuji.
No. Mount, you know Mount Fiji.
No, there's Fiji's a place. It's an island.
Yeah, it's where the mountain is, you know, Mount Fiji.
Right. I heard there's a Pokeball center there that you forgot to go to.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's what I heard too.
Thanks, Enid.
What? So it's not from Mount Fiji.
No, it's from Mount Fiji, you clarified.
Oh yeah, okay.
Yeah,
it is from Mount Fiji.
Yeah, Fiji, not Fuji.
Very good. Very good. No. Mount Fuji is a different one. Mount Fiji.
Right.
You know what would be a treat is if
Mount
like
Smart
some
water?
Mount Smart is if like on some weird thing like they did like some mountain formation tectonic plate business happened. Mountain formation shows up in Fiji and they call it Mount Fiji. Wouldn't that be a treat?
Yeah, that would be a treat.
That would be a treat, right?
Did you go?
Such a treat.
And then they'd be like, "Oh, it's different. Don't forget, it's different. It's not the same one.
It's different. It's
not Mount Fuji.
It's
different."
I.
Yeah.
I instead of you.
Do you know what was very, you know, since you're talking about Mount Fuji and everything, right? we went into Yankee Candle over the weekend when we were in the mall.
Yeah.
All right.
That one is still in business. I would have put my money on that one, to be honest.
No, it's still there. Still rocking.
Wow.
And anyways, we went in there. They have, you know, like their spring scents, right? It's around for a limited time. And they had two Japanese-related ones, Japan-related ones, right? And One was a Mount Fuji.
The scent was Mount Fuji?
Yeah, it was like Mount Fuji something. And the other one was a cherry blossom scent.
Mm-hmm.
And we smelled them. If we've never been to Japan, right? Like, there's no way we could judge this, right? But you smell it and you're like, okay, I guess that's what it smells like. Since we've been to Japan and we've smelled the cherry blossoms specifically, we smelled both these candles and we're like, that smells nothing like it.
Yeah. I was just going to say, now that you said that, like Bath and Body Works, there was this Japanese cherry blossom scent that I used to buy when I was like a kid. And now thinking back to that, that smells nothing like Japanese cherry blossoms.
No, it does not. Not at all. Not at all.
I also don't think cherry blossoms have like a really distinct scent that you're like, oh yeah.
I don't know. I felt very, I can't think of the word for it, but I felt very just like, oh, that does not smell like cherry blossoms at all. I once drove a bicycle through the cherry blossoms as they were blossoming and I got to smell them fresh, and that did not smell like cherry blossoms.
So you're now a cherry blossom snob.
Yeah, like that's the word, snob. That's what I was trying to think of.
But it is one of those, because you can't say that, then you look like you're like, you know, stuck up, like you're a snob. But then also, this is how like misinformation spreads in the form of scents, because it's like somebody's going around their whole life thinking that that's what cherry blossoms smell like. And then it's all a lie. It's all a lie, you know?
You just take their word for it.
Yeah. You're like, this is a cherry blossom. Eh? And then you're like, nope.
Yeah, you just take their word for it.
Yeah.
I'm rocking the water over here.
Oh.
Yeah.
Drip, splash, water, drip, splash, splash, drip, water, splash, splash, drip.
Glad we're staying hydrated, gentlemen.
So on the count of iCarly... let's take a drink.
5, 4, 3, 2. I know, you see, somehow the world will change for me and be so wonderful.
Was there something else? Was there someone else taking a drink with us? What was that? Did you hear that?
I didn't hear anything.
No, all I heard was Miranda Cosgrove.
Yeah.
Super weird.
Yeah. Hey, Jordan, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What caught Mr. Jordan Fringe's attention this week at the Pokemon Center? And in fact, Mr. Jordan Fringe, what did catch your attention this week at the Pokemon Center?
Well, I'll tell you what.
Tell me.
Yeah.
There's a couple things. You ever just thought about expensive things?
Yeah.
You know what's an expensive thing?
From time to time.
Babies. What is it, Jordan?
Babies are expensive things. You want to buy expensive clothes,
a baby?
There is expensive baby clothes at the Pokemon Center.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is.
Oh, my gosh.
Bond Point X Pokemon, and it's like the Mono Pokey.
The Mon Poke. Yeah.
Mom Pokey, yeah. There's the full suit, like a onesie for $180. There is the t-shirt for the infant at $95. Or the shirt and pants for $120.
That's ridiculous.
And this is in collaboration with a company called Bon Point?
Mm-hmm. That cannot be pronounced like that.
I believe it's a French company. Right?
Yeah, I feel like they would pronounce it like bon pon or something. You know what I mean? Like they would like, I feel like.
Say that again?
Bon pon.
I'm reading it right here. It says Bon Point.
Well, yeah, I feel like there's probably one letter in, like there's probably something there that they don't pronounce like the word point. I feel like they wouldn't say the word point, like Bon Point, you know?
Bon Point?
Like Bon Point. Like it would be something like different. I don't know.
We can call it 4 years of French when I was in high school.
You don't think they call it like bon point?
It's
you think they would go bon point? Dude, I feel like point.
You have
so you're saying it's
on the
bon point and not boff point?
No, yeah. I think it. I don't think that the word point. I don't think they're saying point at the end.
What are they saying?
Bon point. I feel like they would say like bon point or something. Like it wouldn't be like it wouldn't be the point sound. It would be like on.
Bond.
I think they saying.
No, I don't think. Ah.
That's expensive.
Either that's yeah, expensive. 180. I don't. 180 schmackos for a little.
Listen,
little
I'm not a dad. You know, I don't know baby prices. All I know is that's a lot of money. And I don't know. That's all I know. So if you have a baby and these prices are accurate to what babies' clothes go for, cool. If they're not, then it's probably because they're designer and French. And how is it pronounced again?
Bon Point.
Bon Point.
Right. One of those two.
Way.
But there is more in the Mon Pokey line. There is three little books. All right. One of them is $8.99. One of them is $10.99. One of them is $17.99. The $8.99 one is called Pikachu Loves. And it looks like each page, Pikachu loves ... something and an image of him with the something. So that's very cute. The other one for $10.99 is Pokemon Playtime, a touch and feel adventure, which I believe, yeah, it has little, little comes with little playthings you stick into it. I don't know. Little
say
kids
what?
Toy. Stuff it has like
look it's got extra accessories
it's a little pineapple. I guess it's just a regular pineapple more so than a pineapple berry, but in my head it's canon that Pokemon has made pineapple berry kids toy.
I wonder if it's like just stuff on the pages that's like embellished.
It
touch bumpy fruit, so there's no like extra accessories, it's just on the pages.
It is on the pages. We saw this in person over the weekend at Walgreens. So if you are looking for it, it is at Walgreens.
Well, there you go.
And every page has kind of like something that feels different. Like it might
be
a
textured thing.
Yeah, it might be bumpy. You know, just stuff like that or fuzzy.
How fun!
Now, aside from that, the next one up is the Pikachu's First Friend. These are kind of going like up in age. For like who these are recommended for, they all have a little age range on them, and this one, almost like off the look of the cover of the front, looks almost like was it Golden Books who used to do them, something like that, when it had like you'd have like the Bernstein, is it Bernstein or Berenstein, one of those two bears, one of the two names for those bears,
Berenstein Bears,
yeah, or have like Franklin or Little Bear, you know what I'm saying? It has like that like classic book cover to it,
yeah.
And I'm like, this would look like something I'd read as a kid. And, you know, it has, like, a little more words per page, very detailed illustrations that are very cute. Like, I love the one that it shows here with, like, Pikachu with his little backpack on at the beach. There's Wingles, a Gyarados, a little Krabby. You know, that's cool artwork. It just looks cool.
They still make Golden Books, by the way.
Yeah.
Golden Books are still around.
Yeah, they're still around. I don't know all this stuff accurately what they own or what they publish.
Taylor Swift.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a good deal.
There is a Taylor Swift little golden book. Yeah.
Is it just a concert but readable form?
I have no idea. I didn't pick it up, but I have seen it on the shelf and literally a Taylor Swift golden book. So.
Well, that's so there's some books if you want to check them out. Aside from that, we got a couple little posters. Shouldn't say little, actually. They're decent-sized posters to hang on your wall that kind of remind me of, like, science class. You know, you go to science class and you see, like, here's all the flora that are out there. Here's all the different fossils. Here's all the different whatever. And this has that. There's literally one that's the fossil. They're called Pokemon Researcher. They're the posters. There's Fossil, Avian, and then Blossom. And one has a bunch of all, like, the plant-type Pokemon with flowers related to them. You have all your bird-type Pokemon and just flying around. And then if Nate got that one, he just throws it behind him and says, fly away!
Fly away!
And
for every bird on there.
For every single one.
Yeah.
And then the fossil has all the fossil Pokemon on it. So
I love these.
These are
awesome.
These are
great. They're basically one color with varying shades. So, like, you'll see, like, darker or lighter degrees of it, but they're basically all one family of colors. So it's like one of them is all greens to like lightest green to dark green, depending on the Pokemon getting shaded in. But they're all like green for the Blossom, bluish for the Avian, and then like a golden brown yellow for the Fossil, like amber, you know, which would make sense.
Yeah, that tracks.
So those are cool. Those are $50 each. They're a little pricey, but they are very large. They're large posters.
Yeah. And they look like they're like, I don't know if they come with that cool extra.
They do not.
Little...
Yeah,
no,
I was
going to
say, I don't think they do. Yeah.
Where would you even get that? The pieces of wood?
Oh, I have one of those. Yeah, I used to have one in my the background that I had before this, in my my YouTube background. I had one of those wooden things that held the Pokemon movie poster.
Yeah.
But I too thought the same thing. I was like, oh, $50, feels like a lot. But then I was like, oh, does it come with that little wooden thing? Because then I could see it, right?
Yeah.
Like, I could see that, but it does not come with that.
That's crazy.
So...
Yeah, great. Looks great when combined with other pieces in this collection sold separately. Yeah, it doesn't say anything about... Ah, man, that's crazy. Because the photo, like, has it mounted on the wall with this really cool wooden thing. Yeah.
18 by 24 inches. So that is, I believe, standard poster size. 18 by 24.
Yeah.
It's a good, decent size.
Yeah.
After that, we got a random clothing drop. And I like to call this one the, what is it, like the country club, the golfing club, you know, this is like fashion if you're going to go play tennis or go golfing or maybe throw a frisbee with your other friends who have access to a country club.
Oh, frisbee golf.
Yeah, disc golf. Yeah,
disc golf. Okay.
Yeah. Like, you know, I'm looking at some of these and I'm just like, yeah, this is very fashionable for those type of sports. But like specifically in this environment, like I don't feel like I go to the park and see people wearing this stuff. It'd be at a country club.
This is
right. You know. Yeah. So like, you know, there's some expensive stuff on here, but there's visors. There's sweatshirt, pullover sweatshirts. There's these. Yeah, they're even called. It's even called the clubhouse sleeveless like polo shirts or ones with sleeves. But, like, you look at, like, the Sylveon Pokemon Clubhouse pink sleeves. You can't tell me that plus the, you know, Sylveon visor that's down there. You're gonna see someone at a country club wearing that type of thing. You're not going to see them at the park,
outfit.
You know, playing with that. Like, I don't know. It feels like it's upper Pokemon attire. That's what it feels like.
They'll have their Fendi bag with them.
Exactly. that being said... One of the visors I think is really cool, like specifically. I think it's the Pikachu one. There's this black one with a little image of Pikachu in it. That is, and look, that one just looks very nice. But there's three visors. There's the Sylveon Pikachu Charizard one. There is, I'm trying to see what's on this pullover. This first pullover one is, it's a Charizard little emblem in the corner that almost looks like a sporty logo, but it's just Charizard's colors, but like not his face details. So that's interesting. Bunch of different polo shirts. Some have very minimalist designs. Some have a little bit more, but still minimal. With Magikarp and Gyarados on one. You got Pikachu on another. Charizard, Gengar. Pikachu in this like all over one that goes between teal, but the outline of Pikachu and his like face all in yellow. You got Snorlax related one. That Sylveon one I mentioned. A Rowlet one, which looks pretty. You know, that one looks nice with the colors. An Eevee related one, more Pikachu one, Gengar one. You know, it's a lot of them. It's a lot.
I'd rock that Sylveon visor.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd rock it.
You look good in that one.
I would.
While you're playing tennis.
And then Danny, you get the red or the orange one for Charizard, and then we each have one of them. We all have our visors.
For when we play pickleball.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. If we was to go to some sort of festival together to do like a special podcast episode.
At a festival?
At some sort of fest.
Okay,
festival.
Oh,
yeah, fest.
If we were supposed to go there?
Yeah, if we were to go to this festival.
Right, okay.
We could each have a visor while we're at this festival doing the podcast episode.
Yeah,
I thought
you were gonna say we could play pickleball.
Afterwards, we film the episode and then we play pickleball, or we play pickleball during the episode.
That would be a lot.
Either or,
mm-hmm.
It would be a little winded, I think.
No, I think pickleball is that a winded sport? You think,
dude? Have you ever played pickleball?
I have not. I've never been in the country club. I'm sorry.
Are you serious, dude? No, you get winded playing pickleball. If you get a riveting match going. Yeah, you're sweating at the end of it.
I'm sorry. I just don't have. I'm just not part of a country club. I guess I.
What do you mean? There's like. No, I don't get invited to
places
like that. Sorry, country pickleball. You're I feel like would be LA one life. That's not at the country club.
Sorry. Okay.
Right. That's crazy. You gotta play it. Get a group of people together and play a couple of rounds of pickle. You'll see.
Okay, I believe you.
No, it's fun. Yeah. I've been thinking about investing in an actual pickleball, like a little, you know, like a little racket or whatever that thing is. Paddle, I guess?
Yeah.
Yeah, a little paddle.
Yeah. You think, I think go and you, play pickle? I think you should do that.
I might.
I think you should do that.
And then I'll get that whole outfit, and then I can play. I really thought you were going to propose we were going to play pickleball.
I mean, we could if you really wanted to, we can absolutely do that.
Maybe.
But that's it for the Pokemon Center, right?
That is it for the Pokemon Center. It was an interesting week. Some random drops, unpredictable stuff. There's things that could be happening this week that we just haven't seen. I feel like we are overdue for this Funko Pop, this next in line Funko Pop at the Pokemon Center. Just kind of didn't happen for a while, and I feel like if there's supposed to be six in this line and we're already, I don't know, about to be May and we have one release so far, they probably got to start, you know, releasing it at some point.
I would imagine one every 2 months.
I feel like that would have been what would have made sense.
When was the last one released?
I feel like it was February.
February, okay. We still got, I mean, as of this recording, we still got one more day.
That's what I'm saying. So it's like it either comes out tomorrow or it's moved on to May. I don't know. We could see some stuff this week. We might not, but
important question
week.
Though. Did anybody buy anything?
That is important.
Anybody make a purchase at all? Anybody? No?
Danny?
Danny, we'll go with you first.
Ened?
It's not my... That's my name backwards.
Oh.
So, I either am coming out as a player of golf and or tennis, or I now am buying very expensive baby clothes.
Right.
Or I got nothing.
A poster. Don't forget the posters.
Or I'm coming out as a Pokemon researcher. Which one do you think it is? So
that gives it away that you definitely did not buy a poster since you forgot about them. I'm going to say you got nothing.
Jordan, what do you think? Think I'm in my tennis era?
No. Not at all.
Hey.
No, I don't think you got anything.
Well, good, because I got nothing. I was eyeing these posters. However, the price point, and then the material is just like regular paper. Like, it's like a paper. It's not. I thought it might be like a, you know, like a canvas kind of thing or something. You know, like
it is a little. The price point is a little high, I feel like.
Yeah.
They're amazing, because I definitely even considered it at $50. I was like, ooh. I'm giving it away. I did not get any of the posters, but I was definitely considering it at $50. I was like, there's one that I really, really like and would like to hang up. But I was like, man, $50. Let me think about this. Let me think about this a little longer, and maybe the price isn't wrong or right on it. Maybe they'll change it. It's happened before, so who knows?
Yeah, could happen again. Didn't happen with those Eevee figures, but
right. We're still waiting on that one.
We're still waiting. Right. For the jury's price still out. Adjustment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So did I buy anything then?
I think you've got nothing.
I think you're tempted to buy the visor with or without us also getting our own visors.
Okay. I, in fact, got a poster. No, I'm just kidding. I got nothing. I got nothing. I was considering, out of all three of the posters, Fossil, Avian, and Blossom, which one do you think I would have went with?
I'm going to say Avian.
I would say that because that feel okay. I think the coolest one to have gotten would probably be the Fossil one.
Okay.
I think you would have rocked the Fossil because it's a cool one. It's like a chart of all these extinct Pokemon that come back through fossils. I think color-wise and interest-wise, And because Venusaur doesn't get a lot of love, he would have got the Blossom one. It's in between those two. I don't know. I think Avion will only be if it was for the joke of fly away, bird, fly away.
Well, the Avion one does have Oricorio on it. I will say that. Does have Oricorio on it, and it also has Ducklet and Swanna on it as well. So that is definitely no-go for me.
That's tough.
100% a no-go. I almost went with the Blossom.
Wow.
Yeah. Got a little bit of a green thumb over here.
Yeah.
You got plants?
A little bit of a green thumb, so. Yeah. Have you not seen my plants right there in the background? I got a bell sprout growing. It's doing really well. It's doing really well. Yeah, that's the one I almost went with, so.
That one's very cool.
And I would also like to point out with that Bond Point line.
I can't stand you.
That there's actually more to the Bond Point line. So
those three?
If you go to the Bond Point website, you can get nourishing body cream for only $98.
Is it Pokemon themed?
It is. Also, body and hair cleansing cream for $96. Moisturizing face cream for $95. You got a skin care set for $124. There's hats on here, other t-shirts, a denim jacket. So there is a lot more to the denim jacket, by the way, is $425. This is a kid's denim jacket.
What?
So it's a little bit higher up there. But that nourishing body cream is sold out. So there's absolutely a market for this. Danny,
this
you look so puzzled over there.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm just scrolling through because this is like, I don't know. It's Yeah, that's expensive. Very expensive for little kids. It's just like the amount of fabric they're using is so little.
But.
And they grow out of it so fast.
It is like one of those collaborations I've seen in the past where a little bit of it's on Pokemon Center and then the actual company has the majority of it. So, but that is it for the Pokemon Center this week. However, it is not the end of the podcast. No. We still have to discuss what's going on in the world of Pokemon. Now, here's the thing. We're not breaking the news. We're simply just discussing what's going on in the world of Pokemon.
Real breaking news. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Real Breaking News, where we really break the news most of the time. Sometimes.
Sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes.
Newsflash, buddy. We're here to break the news.
Sleep. Pokemon Sleep.
Yeah, I took a sleep.
Yeah, Pokemon Sleep. Obviously, gearing up for Entei into the game. And so we got Fire Week coming up from May 6th all the way to May 13th. It's going to be available in all areas during this event. You got the Fire-type Pokemon. They're spawning up a little bit more. So if you enjoy Fire-type Pokemon, this is going to be the time you're going to want to jump in and make sure you're really playing. On the Green Grass Isle, you got Charmander, Charmeleon, Charizard, Vulpix, Ninetales, Growlithe, Flareon, Cyndaquil, Quilava, Typhlosion. On Cyan Beach, you got Growlithe. And then on Topolo, you have Charmander, Charmeleon, Charizard, Vulpix, Ninetales, Growlithe, Arcanine, Flareon, Cyndaquil, Quilava, and Typhlosion. So I don't know why you would go to Cyan Beach, but it's there.
Hey.
That was not meant to be a knock at Growlithe, because Growlithe is on all three of them. I'm just saying there's only one Pokemon on there.
Hey! My son you're talking about.
Right, it's on all three of them.
That's my son. So, also, there's Pokemon, they just added the Vulpix and Ninetales. I don't know why you would, why would you count yourself out for getting the Vulpix and the Ninetales when, why wouldn't they put that one in every single one? Why wouldn't that be, the guy that's in all of them, you know?
I have no clue, honestly.
I'm happy it's my son, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, Topolo has Arcanine, however, Green Grass does not.
That's so specific. Why would they do this?
So just keep that in mind.
You could get Typhlosion. Oh, yeah. You could get that. I think some of those are just there anyway. They must just be like higher, much higher percentage or something.
I believe that's pronounced Typhlosion.
I can't stand you.
Typhlosion. All right. Bond Point and Typhlosion.
Dude, I'm telling you, you've never heard of... I feel like with the French, the way that they use their letters, the way that they pronounce things, they don't use that... They would not pronounce it point. There's no... Like, point. There's no way.
Right. Bond Point.
There's no way.
Pokemon Go is up next. We got another event for Pokemon Go. You know, Pokemon Go always has events. Like, non-stop. It never stops. And this is Rivals Week. It's going to be running from May 4th, May the 4th be with you, all the way up to May 9th. May the 9th be with you. So,
and also with you.
Yeah, Revenge of the 5th.
Yes.
So this one, you're going to have 10 times the experience for spinning the gym photo disc, 2 times the catch candy. Increase.
You say 10 times the experience?
Yeah.
Dang.
You'll have an increased chance to get the shiny Zangoose, Viper, Throw Sock, Heatmore, and Durant.
Durant.
Oh, Black Betty, Durant. Oh, Black Betty.
Alolan Sandshrew, Mankey, Poliwag, Machop, Lickitung, Gligar, Ralts, Galarian, Stunfisk. They'll all be in the wild. All be in the wild, all right?
Oh,
wow.
Cool. Zangoose and Seviper also in the wild.
Whoa.
Both of them.
Like together?
Yeah, that'll be May 4th through the 6th for Zangoose, Viper, Throw, and Sock will be in the wild from May 6th to May 8th. Heatmore and Durant will be in the wild from May 8th to May 9th. It's a lot. It's a lot going on there. And Mr. Jordan Fringe, I assume you will be partaking in that.
Yeah, I'll be partaking in that.
Okay, I thought that Absolutely. Was safe to say.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to talk about this Mask of Change secret rares here next. And mm-hmm. before we do, I hate that I'm the one that has to bring this up, but I feel what like I have to. Okay. So let me just go ahead and let me just hit this button here.
Oh.
I took a minute for it to process for you.
I know what's coming up.
So, it was a couple days ago, right? A few days ago, on Friday, I'm walking in Books A Million, and I see this giant Funko Pop.
Funko news!
of none other than Cresselia.
Mm-hmm.
And I stop for a minute, and I'm like, wait, when was this announced? When did this come out? Because I was like...
Yeah. What the heck is this?
We don't usually ever see a jumbo before we see a small version of a Pokemon. But then at the same time, I don't ever remember this one getting announced, period. And so then I send a text to both of you in our group chat. And I was like, has anybody seen this before? Danny, you had not seen it. Jordan,
I was like,
I've
never seen this in my life.
You did know about it.
I knew about it. I can't remember if maybe a long time ago I saw a teaser of something and may have said it in a Funko news saying there may or may not be a Cresselia. I cannot remember ever, right? But it was kind of like a random drop that was related to a convention that was happening this past weekend that was shared exclusive with bookstores. So like Books A Million or Barnes & Noble, maybe some other places, but it wasn't exclusive to the convention, C2E2.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And it was just random. It's just a very random Funko. I don't know how else to describe it. It's very random.
Books A Million.
Yeah, I saw it.
Bam.
Books A Million. There's not a whole lot of Books A Million either. That's not like a very common.
There's not like a million of them?
You want to know a funny story about them real quick? It's like a 2-second segue.
Yeah,
so
go for it.
I was trying to get this graphic novel I needed because it was out of like print basically, but Books A Million seemed to have it on order from their website. I'm like, okay, cool. I order it. It took 2 months to get here.
What?
I almost forgot like they were like, I had to keep checking like it's not shipped yet. Then 2 months later, right before I'm literally about to contact them, be like, okay, what's going on, guys? They're just like, oh, it's shipped. Took 2 months to ship it out.
Via camel. Like, it was just, like, on its way that whole time.
Yeah, so.
Sent some random man walking all the way to you.
At least, hey, at least I got it, but only it took two months.
That's nuts.
I do find it weird because I don't know what kind of exclusive this is. Is it just all bookstores? Because, like, if you go onto Barnes & Noble's website...
It says exclusive to Barnes & Noble.
Yeah, it says Barnes & Noble exclusive on there.
But that's a lie, because you found it at Books A Million.
And it's literally on Books A Million's website.
Does it say Books A Million exclusive?
It does not say Books A Million exclusive. It does say 2024 Limited Edition Entertainment Expo exclusive. So...
Yeah, I think that's how it's supposed to be labeled, I believe, or shared exclusive. I think on Funko's website it said shared exclusivity Funko Pop.
Does Barnes & Noble own Books A Million?
They
or
do
are they
not.
Totally separate.
They're separate. So.
Separate entities.
They are up there. As of this recording on the 29th, April 29th, they are still available on Barnes & Noble and Books A Million. I did find them in stores at Books A Million. $44.99 is the price of that. And I will say it did look pretty cool. Almost considered getting it, but I didn't.
Whoa.
I didn't.
Boo.
Yeah.
Boo.
I'm sorry, guys. I just... it's big. You know, if it was a small one, I probably would have gotten it, honestly, but...
Boo. Yeah, take it out of the box, and then you just have it in your home, like this Lapras.
Yeah, you just have it.
Yeah, and then you just have it, and you just look at it.
You just take it right out of
the... Look at the Cresselia.
Right out of
that
box.
That's such a random one.
I know.
Like, it's so random.
Yeah. I have no idea why Cresselia would be chosen, but it looks cool. It definitely looks cool. If I see it again, I'll probably consider it once again. Now, Mask of Change is the newest set released in Japan, and a lot of the cards that we're going to see from Mask of Change based off of previous patterns, we should see in Twilight Masquerade, the next set that comes out in English for our area. Pre-releases start next weekend, by the way, for that set.
That's crazy.
May 11th. So next week, you will be able to get these cards in pre-release tournaments and play in pre-release tournaments. Head over to Pokemon's website, go to the Play Pokemon area, and then from there you should be able to type in your zip code, find where official pre-releases are happening so you can get some cards early and play in a pre-release, an official pre-release. But the Mask of Change Secret Rares, the set is out in Japan now. But we do have all the images. If you want to see some of the images, head over to PokeBeach.com. You know we love them. Fantastic website. We've discussed most of the secret rares. However, there is a few that we have not looked at and discussed yet because they didn't get revealed until the set came out. But
yes.
To name a few here, Sunflora getting an illustration rare.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, yeah, this is so cute. I didn't even see this one. Look at the watermelon.
They're like all sitting in a window seal.
You say window seal?
Window seal.
It's a big pronunciation day today.
Yeah. Yeah. Is there something wrong with window seal?
No, it's just your accent.
Okay. You got a problem with it?
No, it just sounds like you're saying like the seal on the window, like the seal, not the sill, like window sill.
I feel like my pronunciation.
Like the animal?
Yeah.
Yeah, like a seal, like there's a seal on that window.
I feel like my pronunciation is bon point, so.
That is so good. I can't stand you. Oh yeah, this is really cute. I like the sunflower, and there's like a little hat, like a sun hat. You know, somebody's gardening, little gardening.
Yeah, hat. Yeah. That's a nice one. I like that. I think it might be one of my more favorite ones from the set.
Yeah,
Diplin, we've discussed. Frostlass, I believe we've discussed as well.
Yeah.
Wattrel.
That one's sick, dude. Where he's diving. They're all, like, diving under there. I don't know if they're searching for fishies or what.
That's another one of them National Geographic ones where it's like, that looks like real, kind of.
For real.
I don't know. I think this might be the first time we're seeing the Timber one.
Mm-hmm. I'm yelling Timber. No. I think that one was out last week.
Yeah, because we did play the song. That's true.
This one is great. The characters on it. I love when they put, like, human characters on there and they give them, like real personality, emotion. You know, like, there's, like, these people are on the construction site, you know, and they're, like, laughing and, you know,
The actual environment. I love that when the Pokemon are working in the environment and not like battling, just like actually just like being part of the environment. That's my favorite part.
Mm-hmm. Living.
We do have an illustration rare of Lairon.
Yeah, this is new and fun. Look at this guy. Is he eating trash? What is he doing?
Maybe building something. It looks like he bought something from IKEA and is trying to put it together.
I think he's getting scraps from all this junk. I think he's at the junkyard. You see all those little nuts and bolts?
Yeah, oh, that's why I said IKEA. He's got everything laid everywhere and he's trying to figure out how to build this thing.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's literally, that's me every time I build an IKEA thing. Yo, when's the last time you put something together, like built a shelf or something?
Not that long ago.
A few weeks ago.
Yeah.
A couple weeks ago. Yeah, I had a couple that I put together, and I was like, man, by the end of it, I'm like, man, I'm tired of this. Like, they give you, like, a little tiny Allen wrench thing. Huh?
Worst instructions.
Yeah. Yeah, the instructions are so vague. One time I had one that was no words, only photos, and I was like, why would you do this?
You know, there's entire YouTube channels that are dedicated to just putting IKEA furniture together. I'm not even kidding. Entire channels.
It's so smart.
That way, that way you can watch the channel and like figure out, you know, how to put it together. We got full arts of Palafin, Luxray, Blissey, Dragapult.
Nice.
In here as well, we got, this list is a hassle. There's also a full art hassle in this set. You see what I did there?
Actual hassle. I see what you did there.
You see what I did there.
So. Hassle, the character Hassle.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with it being a hassle.
Right. We got some gold cards of Enhanced Hammer and Buddy Buddy Poffin. Obviously, Buddy Buddy Poffin's crazy playable, so this will definitely be a sought-after card. But the two big cards that I think a lot of people have been talking about are this, is it Carmen or Carmine?
I was going to say Carmine. That's hilarious.
Oh, okay. Bon point. I got you. That's a big one. And then the Kieran?
Yeah, the little brother. Look at it. Oh, my gosh. How cute. Oh, my gosh. They're at the little festival with the mask.
Both of them are special illustration rares, and I think those are probably going to be your two big sought-after cards from the set.
Dude. Yeah, these are great, because they have the special illustration rare Ogre Ponds, but I think the trainers for this really take the cake on the special. Like, those ones, I think, look...
Yeah, even
like,
with
just more interesting
with the lighting on both those special illustrations, even kind of like the with the Kieran, kind of the blurred background, like the blurred movement background.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's really neat.
I think is a great attention to detail of like bringing this card to life and actually experiencing the environment when just looking at a still image. So
yeah, like the hustle and bustle, the night market festival thing there. I love that they're both like actively at this like festival with the street food and stuff. Like it's like way more immersive, I feel like, for like real life what that would look like, you know.
It does feel like an art style that we haven't seen before in the TCG or rarely seen before.
Yeah.
Just the shading of the color, the brightness and the darkness of it as well. I don't know. Overall, I think they're phenomenal cards.
Yeah, they're so cool. So if you read further down, I don't know what article you're on, if you're looking at it on PokeBeach, but they put a little blurb here about the like the festival, like where the scene is that they're at. And this was in the video, like in the DLC, but it like shows that they're like, it has like real life images of like the actual food that they have.
Yeah.
You know, that she has on her plate or whatever. The candy apple, and then it's yakisoba topped with an egg, and then it says both of these are actually like food found at those types of festivals. So I think that's really cool.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun little set, I think. I mean, obviously we'll see most of it in Twilight Masquerade, presumably, but I think it'll be
along with many other cards.
Yeah, Crimson Haze is the other Japanese set that we should see cards from. So those two sets combined should make up Twilight Masquerade. Some cards probably will get cut, but good set overall. I cannot believe it's time for another one.
Another one.
Kind of wild. But obviously we'll talk about the new set coming up next week when pre-releases get ready to start. But that is it for the podcast this week.
That's it.
That's it. Yeah.
But, Nate...
I'm sorry. You'll have to come back. I have to come back next week for another one.
Man. Right. Gotta wait a whole week?
One whole week. We'll be back next week, though. Don't worry. Okay. You know, if you're listening... I'm positive. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Right. We're always very on point when it comes to our weekly podcast episodes.
I cannot stand you.
So, you know, if you are listening on, let's say, I don't know, Apple Podcast, Spotify, anywhere there's some sort of rating and or review system in place, do us a favor. Leave that rating and or review. Help us bop to the top.
Skilly bop bop bop.
All the way to the top of the ratings charts. And we'll see you all next week right here on.
Help! Wait, what the heck is that?
The Shadowless Podcast.
And that's the bottom line, 'cause Stone Cold said so.
Yeah.